Hey guys, this podcast is brought to you in part by BadClown.com. Ready for a little biting, a little clawing, and all that jazz? You want to see some clowns in action scaring the crap out of people? Well, go to BadClown.com.
Frankie's Corner.
What's up, guys? I hope you're having a good Friday. This is Lanky's Corner with me, your host, Lanky the Clown. This is a personal podcast, a gateway into the heart and soul of clowns like me, and I will be talking about clowning, being a clown, scaring, working at haunted house attractions, going to haunted house attractions, maybe a little talk about horror in general, and what the hell, maybe a little talk about pro wrestling, which I am heavily into. We are live in lovely Los Angeles, California, where I live, but I am not a native. I was born and raised in good old Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which I still frequent quite often, usually from September till about February. Since this is the first podcast, I will not have a guest on this time, but hopefully, if this goes well, I will bring a guest on in future podcasts. But this time, I will simply be discussing my origins, so to speak, how I got into clowning, into scaring, how I joined up with the Bad Clowns, my first meeting with Sneaky, which is a good story, and much more. But for now, we gotta take a quick break, but we'll return soon with my stories just for you. Enjoy.
Looking for the ultimate scaring? Wanna come to Pennsylvania's top-rated haunted attraction to get the piss scared out of you? Then come to Fright Factory in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We've got something for everybody. Scary mummies, scary mad scientists, clowns, zombies, ghouls, ghosts, and much more. Come to Fright Factory this next Halloween season, located at 38 Jackson Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19148. Come on down and be sure to bring an extra pair of pants.
Welcome back to the podcast. I am Lanky the Clown. Here it is, the inaugural podcast of Lanky's Corner, where I, as I said earlier, I'm just going to be pretty much talking about how I got started and where I come from and how I joined up with Bad Clowns and how I met Sneaky, which is still probably the weirdest encounter I've ever had meeting somebody, and pretty much how things are going now and where you can find all of us now and you know, what's kind of going on with all the Bad Clowns. First and foremost, as stated earlier, this podcast is brought to you by BadClown.com, which is obviously where I'm a part of, and I also had to throw a little bit of a Fright Factory in there, because that's pretty much where I work, so there's that. Anywho, so basically, where I got started was... I grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with my brother, who is, you know, named Jacko the Clown, who should be an honorary Bad Clown member at this point, as far as I'm concerned, but whatever. I mean, I don't know who this Caleb and Oswald or whatever the hell his name is guys are. Quite frankly, I don't get it, but whatever. I think Jacko should be on there, simply because he's, you know, Sneaky has known him for quite a while, and I'm pretty sure likes him, so, but whatever, that's a story for another time. So basically, in good old Philadelphia, outside of Philadelphia, there's this place called Westchester, where we knew a guy named Pete who was friends with our uncle Joe. And Pete had a little haunted house sort of attraction thing. He had a pretty decent sized property, and he used almost every inch of it to have this haunted house attraction thing. And a lot of people went to it. And basically, Jack and I got our start where we went there and we dressed up as, I think I was Jason Voorhees, and he was Leatherface, and he had the cheapest Leatherface costume I've ever seen in my life, because our mom was totally willing to buy us costumes. Like, she bought all my stuff, and it was awesome, and she was super cool for that, and he insisted. He was like, no, Mom, I gotta make mine. You don't understand. It will mean more if I make my costume. And it was just the weakest looking, like, it didn't even really look like the character. It was just pretty much the only reason people kind of knew who he was because he had a chainsaw. Other than that, it's like no one would have known. So we did that the first year, and while we were working that first year, we saw this guy walked up and kind of started scaring with us. It just kind of happened, and he was dressed as a clown, and it was super cool. And I think that's kind of what got Danny and I, Jacko, whatever. His name's Danny. Doesn't matter. He doesn't care if I use his real name. Danny and I basically were like, that looks like a lot of fun. Maybe we should do that. So pretty much after that, we decided to start being clowns. And it was just a lot of fun because I remember we had a lot of years of just really, really just scaring the crap out of people as, you know, scary clowns. I'm sure he'd remember this, so I'm sure he's listening to this. And I remember one year he and I both were genuinely terrified because Pete had not really a girlfriend, kind of just like a friend of his, but they did things, if you catch my drift. And she got, like, I want to say she got super either drunk or high. Either way, it was bad. But she basically smeared blood all over her, like, chest and face and, like, in her hair. And she was just, like, super drenched in blood. And she ran out probably we'd already been there since, like, 8 or 9 at night. So this was probably, like, 11 at night. She decides to run out of the house at kids, and she's all bloody, but I'm not kidding you, she was completely topless. And I remember both Danny and I were genuinely scared that for a split second. We were like, oh my god, we're going to prison, dude. We're going to jail. There's going to be cops. Well, their cops are going to show up, and they're going to think we are trying to solicit, like, whores and stuff to minors. It's going to be crazy. We're going to go to jail. And, you know, Danny's like, no, we'll be fine. And I was like, no, dude, we're going to prison. We're going to jail. I'm not going to make it there. I was way skinnier than I am now. I'd like to think now I'm not that bad, but, you know, a few years ago I was pretty skinny. So all I was thinking was like, oh, man, prisoners are going to just snap me in half. So that was probably one of the most frightening times. But anyway, so kind of what happened. Oh, and let me go ahead and state that I was not Lanky the Clown. That did not happen yet. That did not exist till after I came to LA. But we'll go ahead and get into that a little later. I was Freaky the Clown, and I wore. I kind of had a big. I had different wigs. I had a. Let's see. I had primarily. I would just use a general, like, black afro wig, but sometimes I would have this big white one that was really obnoxious looking, and then sometimes I kind of had a red one, which I actually used more towards the end of my time at Pete's. And then I wore kind of like a, I guess it's that clown shirt, like, for those of you who know, you know, who, like, well, I mean, you're on the website, so I'm sure you're gonna see it anyway, but kind of like Scary Clown's top. That, not the overalls, but that thing he wears underneath it, that clown top. I had one of those, but mine was completely white with, like, black trim and the black, buttons. So I had that, but then, and then literally all I had after that was, like, black cutoff shorts that, like, almost went to my ankles and they were, like, super frayed. And then, like, these really cheap-ass clown shoes, which were just ridiculous. So I had that, and, I remember, it was 2003, Creepy Clown, kind of came, I don't remember why he was out, I think he was out there working, I think he was, working a spot in Philly, because Sneaky liked to, you know, he likes us to do that, he likes us to be all over the map, and, Which is kind of like, which is cool because it's like, it's not really like he's like that, you know, you have to go work here. And like, we're like, what? It's not like that. It's usually like, we want to go there anyway because, you know, we have a reason to go there anyway. And he's like, well, while you're there, why don't you work this? And we'd be like, all right, that sounds fun. So, anyway, so Creepy was out there. You know, he ended up, I think he worked, whoever he worked with at the haunted house he was working at, told him about Pete's in Westchester, because that guy who told Creepy, I guess, like, I think he lived out in Westchester somewhere, so he knew about Pete's, and he was like, oh, you gotta go check out Pete's, it's super cool, it's, like, cool for, like, a little local spot. So, Creepy came out, and he came to see us, and it's funny, because Danny hates this, because he's still bitter about it. He'll never admit it, but he's still totally bitter. Creepy came out and he loved us, and it was funny because Danny was so like excited when he was 10, like, oh yeah, you should come back to LA and work with us, a bad clown, it would be fun. And it was so hilarious because he was talking to me, and Danny was like wanting to be a part of it because he was like, oh, LA, that would be so cool. And Creepy was just kind of like, yeah, so anyway, listen, he was talking to me, and I was just like, sorry, bro, I guess he wants me, I don't know. So, I was actually already planning on moving out to LA because my girlfriend at the time was, she had literally just left in, like, September to go to, she was going to school, to college out here in LA. So I was like, well, I'm just going to move in with her. I mean, why not? I might as well just, you know, stay with her. Of course, you know, that didn't end well because, you know, I moved out there in like June of 04, and I think we broke up in like September. So that kind of sucked. But anyway, which leads me into my next, piece of, history is, so I tell Creepy Clown, you know, yeah, maybe I'll come out there, or maybe, you know, maybe we'll figure it out, we'll see. And he was like, okay, cool, and he gave me his phone number, and basically I moved out in June and, you know, got a job and all that good stuff. And then I remember getting, I think I got a text from him in August, beginning of August of 04, and he was like, hey, you know, or did you think about what I said? Have you come out here? And I was like, yeah, man, I've been living out here, actually. I live with, you know, I'm moving with my girlfriend, so yeah, I'm out here, so yeah, we can give this a go this year and see if it fits. And he was like, well, cool. Maybe sometime soon you can meet Sneaky. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And by the way, I know, like, Creepy didn't introduce himself to me as Creepy Clown. Like, when we met, he gave me his real name. And this is real life. You know, this is my podcast, and I know certain powers that be won't like that I'm telling certain things, but I'm gonna, because I don't care. I'm not gonna say Creepy's name. I'm not gonna do that to him unless he says it's okay. I'm not gonna be that guy. I'm just saying, like, he told me his real name. He introduced himself as, you know, his real name. So it's just funny that when he texted me the whole, you can meet Sneaky, I was thinking, like, what? Like, he's really going to call himself Sneaky all the time? So I thought that was kind of funny and, you know, a little odd. So, which then leads me into the story. So basically, probably like a week before I broke up with my girlfriend, you know, that I was living with at the time, you know, I get this text from Creepy. He's like, hey, are you available tonight? You can come meet Sneaky. And I was like, oh, all right, cool. And I was like, yeah, sure. What time do you want to meet? And he was like, well, we were thinking about going up to his house probably around, like, you know, 8 or 9. And I was like, all right, that's cool, no problem. And I was like, you want to give me directions? And he's like, no, I can just come pick you up. Just tell me where you're at, and I'll just come pick you up. And I was like, okay, cool. So around, like, 9, Creepy, you know, comes, picks me up, and we're driving up, and, you know, he and I are just talking. Like, he and I hit it off right away. I think that's why, you know, obviously he and I get along so well, is because he and I have very similar interests. Like, he's also a wrestling fan. He's also, into a lot of the same like movies I'm into and TV shows and just a lot of different, a lot of the similar interests, which is so cool. You know, because you know it's always cool when you come to LA and it's sort of like, you know, you come to like, well, not just LA, but somewhere, you know, new, and it's like you kind of have a friend like right away. Like you get someone right away that you're like, oh, cool, this guy's just like me. So sweet deal. I already kind of know somebody. You know, so he and I are just like, you know, we're just talking and stuff and blah, blah, blah. And then we head up to, you know, we're going up into the hills, and I won't say what city, but we go up into the hills to where Sneaky lives. He doesn't live there anymore. He now lives in a different house, which is way nicer. I like his house that he lives in now way more than this house that I'm going to describe. So we're driving up. We drive up in the hills, and we drive up to, like, literally, like, the top of this hill. It's, like, super, like, you know, and it's a cul-de-sac. And now, normally, cul-de-sacs, you know, have the... It's all houses around it. His was, like, at the end of the cul-de-sac, and there was literally, like, no houses around it. He was, like, the only house in this little cul-de-sac. And it was just super, like... All right, cool. He's really going for the stereotypical horror movie mansion thing. Cool. And so we drove up and you know, there's no lights on like outside. There's no porch light or nothing. He's got a porch overhang with like brick columns that have like literally have like ivy and vines growing up them, and it's just really like dark and scary looking. And I was, of course, in my head, that's why I was thinking, I was like, I love that this is really like a horror movie right now. This is hilarious. So we go up to the door and, you know, I'm thinking like, yeah, this is cool, but whatever, I'm going to meet this guy and it's going to be cool. So he knocks on the door and then the door opens and there's Sneaky fully decked out in his makeup, in his, you know, whole thing, the whole outfit, the whole spiel. And I was just like, oh my God, this guy really takes this seriously. And now again, Creepy and I we're normal. We're not wearing anything. We're just us. We don't have our outfits on, nothing. So it's just really funny to me. I was like, this guy is just, he's ready to go. And it was just hilarious to me. So he invites us in, and he's doing, you know, come on in, guys, and doing that voice. And the best part is he's doing the sneaky shtick. He was doing the lame jokes, the lame puns, all these silly things. And I'm like laughing because it's funny, but at the same time, I'm like, is this guy, like, this is real? Like, you guys are really, okay, cool, whatever. I guess I could be down for that. I mean, I'm weird, so. Oh, in his house, that house was, it was one of those, like, because we're, you know, you're on the hill, and it's one of those, when you walk in the front door, you're already on the second story. You had to go downstairs to the first floor, which I thought was kind of cool. And at the time, I didn't go anywhere else upstairs, past the front door, because, like, we just went downstairs, like, immediately. But, you know, I've been in since then, like his living, he had like the living room and the kitchen and the dining room and all that stuff, you know, on the second floor. And those were all like normal. And then, but before, like right at the top of the stairs, like right as you come in the front door, like to the left was what was, Sneaky's office. And he had, I'm not kidding, like the whole office was just full of just clown stuff. Like it was insane how much like clown stuff, like horror movie, like stuff, like scary masks, clown stuff, just, you know, it was just nuts. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. So then he invites me downstairs, and as he's walking downstairs, I'm in the middle and Creepy's behind me, and just, I suddenly got this vibe. I was like, I think I might be murdered right now. I think these guys brought me here to kill me. That's why Creepy picked me up. He didn't want me to have a car. He wanted me to be stuck. And so I just thought, I was like, oh, in any minute I'm going to get hit in the face with a sledgehammer or something. But obviously it didn't happen that way. And uh, you know, we get to the bottom of the stairs, and right across from the bottom of the stairs is sort of the, I guess, rec room. And it was a very 70s room. Like, it was like wood panel walls, and he had like a bar in there, and it was he had like a foosball table that was super like dusty. So I was like, obviously that doesn't get used. And then my favorite thing is he had a display case, like a huge one of like just toys. And it was like, what was it? It was like G.I. Joe's from like the 60s and like McDonald's toys, like Happy Meal toys from like the 80s, which I just was like, oh my God, that's so awesome. And I think my favorite thing was he had it was like a pull string Freddy Krueger doll that, you know, obviously was from like the 80s, like when the movie came out. So that, and it was like in the box and everything. And I was like, oh my God, that's so awesome. And I was like super pumped, like just looking at all that stuff, because it was just like, this is the coolest shit ever. I guess I cuss. Well, whatever. I don't care. It's my podcast. It's going to be uncensored. Whatever. Deal with it. So, anyway. So next to the display case, there's this red couch, and Crawford is like two chairs, and he sits on the red couch. I sit in one chair, and Creepy sits in the other chair. And then Sneaky, you know, he sits forward, and his you know, elbows are on his knees. And I just, the only reason I remember that is because it'll make sense when I tell you in a second, like, why that, you know, why I remembered that specifically, that he leaned forward. But he, so he was, like, leaning forward, and he was like, so tell me, you know, about your clown character, and you know, what you kind of do as far as scaring. Like, are you more of the, you kind of slowly approach people? Do you do the quick pop out scare? Do you, you know, what do you do? So I proceed to tell him, like, well, my clown's Freaky the Clown, and I wear a red fro wig, and I, you know, wear this and this and blah 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 blah. And I tell him the whole spiel, and I tell him kind of what I did at Pete's and all that stuff. And so then, after I'm done telling him, I'm like, so, you know, that's kind of what I do. And, you know, what do you think, you know, do you think it would kind of maybe work out that I could roll with you guys? And there's the longest pause. It's just so uncomfortable. Like, at least, like, a long 5-second pause. Like, really, like, it just was very, like, okay. Then he slowly sat back in, you know, in the couch, like, against it. And that's why I remember him sitting forward, because he just did the slow moving back and just, but was staring at me the whole time. And then probably another 5 seconds goes by, and I'm just like, oh man, did I like do something? Is he like, is now the time that I'm finally going to be murdered like I originally thought? And then he's like, do you want a drink? And I look at Creepy, who kind of is just staring at me as if he's waiting for my answer. And then again, now it's even more so like, oh man, they're not just going to murder me. They're going to rape me first. That's what I genuinely thought. I was like, I'm going to get raped and murdered in this, you know, house in the hills here. So I'm like, no, I'm okay. Thank you. And then like that, it just suddenly, he leans back forward, and then he goes, okay, well, first of all, Freaky the Clown, I mean, that's kind of like a too generic of a name. It seems like something that we would hear about a lot, and I just feel like I've seen a lot of stuff online with clowns of that name. Also, the red fro wig, you might want to lose that simply because Creepy kind of does that, and we kind of don't like our clowns to look the same, and let's talk about the outfit. I don't really think that's going to work. It's a little too tattered sounding and blah, blah, blah. And it was just like, I don't know what happened, but suddenly all the weirdness went out of the room, and it was all business. Like, he still did the voice, and it was still all sneaky, but he was, you know, it was all business. So then, obviously, I was a little more at ease, and we were talking and discussing, and he was like, you know, well, what would you, you know, what would you think would be cool maybe for you with your, with, you know, like, hair-wise? And it was funny, because I actually had long hair when I moved out to LA, which is, that's what's so funny about this. Is I actually had long hair, and I literally shaved it like 2 days before I went to meet Sneaky, so I had no hair. And I was like, well, I did have long hair, and I mean, I don't really have it now. And he was like, well, would you maybe want to do something like that again? Maybe we could just get you a wig. And I was like, I guess, sure. And he was like, well, we have to have something else, though, because, you know, generally it, you can tell it's a wig if it's on. And I was like, yeah, that's true. And he was like, well, how about a hat of some kind? Maybe we can get you a hat. And I was like, maybe a top hat. And he was like, yeah, let's do a top hat. Maybe you can be a more like you think you're a sophisticated clown, and that's what makes you, you know, different, because you think you're above everybody else, but then you like scare them and stuff. And I was like, yeah, okay. So then that led into then him pretty much coming up with my outfit, which was, you know, he's like, well, we gotta then make you wear, like, you know, maybe you can wear a nice shirt with a bow tie or and stuff like that. And he was like, well, what if we get you really skinny, like, black, nice black, like, formal pants, but get them really skinny so it accentuates how thin you are, because, you know, you're taller and skinny, so that also will be scarier to people, because they're like, you know, most people are like, wow, I, you know, that's, you know, scary, a tall, skinny guy coming at me. It's very, you know, it's slender. And especially nowadays, like, it's funny, because I almost wish I was as skinny as I was then, because shit, nowadays with like Slender Man and shit, I mean, I would be very scary now. You know, I was like, yeah, cool, I guess we could do that, that'd be kind of cool, and blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, and then, you know, so we gotta think of a name that's different. And then, I was like, I don't know, I mean, I guess something that would then kind of go with the skinny, you know, thing we're doing. And then Sneaky was like, well, how about Lanky? That kind of makes sense, like, you're, you know, a lanky looking guy. And I was like, all right, that sounds cool. And so that's how Lanky the Clown was born. And that was kind of, you know, it as far as the meeting. I left shortly after. I told Creepy, I was like, so I'm not going to lie, I thought you guys were going to kill me in there. And he laughed and he was like, yeah, I thought that too when I first met him. I thought I wasn't leaving that house alive. And so I was like, good, I'm glad I'm not the only one. So that was it. And then just kind of as the years have gone on, I've obviously changed the look a lot. I do a lot of different things simply because I get bored really easily. I don't like doing the same shtick over and over. Like now, I don't even do the top hat. I do the, you know, I just slick my hair back. I pomade it pretty much, and which is fun. And you know, I obviously, you know, I definitely got the idea from CM Punk. I always liked that look. I thought that was such a cool look. So I was like, yeah, I'll do that. And as, you know, as time has gone on, I've done, you know, I did Spooky House, obviously, with them from 2004 till the day it closed, which was obviously such a shame, because the owner, Bob, passed away, which I still am really, really bummed out about, because, I mean, I felt like he was kind of a dad to us, like, as the Bad Clowns in general, so I was just, you know, I was always a little bummed that he, you know, that just happened. It was just such a tragedy. So I did that, and then they wanted to do, like, they do Fright Fair now, which is in Pierce College, and I don't know why, that didn't appeal to me. I just didn't really want to do something like that. I think it's because during the last couple years of Spooky House, I would do Spooky House, and I did this place called Phantom Fright in Long Beach, and Phantom Fright to me felt more like Spooky House. It was that family vibe, and it was sort of like you kind of get to have a little more freedom to do the things you want to do. And Fright Fair, from what, you know, like I was told, like especially from Creepy, like told me that he was like, yeah, it's a little more strict. You kind of have to, you know, we get away with a little bit, but you kind of have to really watch what you're doing, and you can't really step on toes, and you kind of got to stay in the spot you've got. And I was kind of like, okay, I guess, you know, I was kind of bummed. I was just like, well, all right. So I was just like, that doesn't appeal to me. So I was doing Phantom Fright for a while, and then basically I was just like, you know what, I miss kind of seeing my family. And so I would go back to Philly, and now I do that. Now I go pretty much from September to February, and I go to work at Fright Factory out there, but, you know, I also use the time to visit my brother and and my parents and yes, and my little sister. I know Giacco and I have never talked about that, but yeah, he and I have, we have a sister. And I don't know if she'll ever be interested. She's pretty young, but yeah, she might one day wanna put on some face paint and roll with the bad clowns. Because apparently it's super easy now. I'm not knocking Sneaky here, but I don't know who these two new guys are, Caleb and, like I said, Oswald or whatever his name is. Orwald, is that what it is? Orwald, who cares? I don't know who they are, and quite frankly, I'm not eager to meet them. And I know this is, you know, again, this is real life. I don't care. I mean, there's things I probably shouldn't say, but I'm going to say that I don't really care for them already. I just, you know, it's not that I don't care for them. Like, it's just more of, I don't like that they already have spots on like the website and stuff. I'm just kind of like, who are these guys? Like, have they actually done anything yet? Like, I don't understand. So I don't know. I mean, I'm very opinionated, and I think that's why Sneaky likes me as much as he does, because the other guys just kind of go like, okay, yeah, we'll just do what you say, and I kind of challenge him, and I think he likes that, because we kind of have that give and take, like we argue a lot, and I like that, and I think he likes that, because it's always made us, our friendship kind of stronger, and it's very obvious that, like, you know, like I know he's the boss. But it's one of those, I've had bosses, I've had plenty of bosses, and I've had bosses who don't know what the hell they're doing, and Sneaky knows what he's doing. I'm just saying in general, like, I don't just sit back and go, oh, you're authority, so I'm just going to go ahead and blindly listen to you. If I think what you're doing is wrong, I'm going to voice my opinion. And Sneaky knows that about me, and I think he always appreciates that I kind of just stand up for myself. You know, like, he didn't want me to lose the top hat. He was like, no, that's a part of your look. That's signature. And I was like, I don't give a shit. I don't want to wear it anymore. So I'm going to go ahead and get rid of it. And he was like, all right, if that's what you really want to do. And I was like, yeah, it is. So, but anyway, you know, I mean, I know I'm being harsh. And again, it's like, I don't really know this Caleb and Oswald, Orwald, whatever his name is. I don't really know them, but it's just sort of that, like, I don't know. It's just kind of like, it was the same thing with Crimo. I mean, to be honest, like, I remember Crimo showed up. I had seen, you know, I had seen the thing, his website. He had some rinky dink website, and I remember Creepy was telling me, he was like, oh yeah, he might come with us this year at Spooky House. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, he might come hang out with us. And I was like, why? And he was like, well, I don't know. I think Sneaky's thinking about let him join Bad Clown. And I was like, don't we have enough guys? I mean, we have four guys. We had five. Oh, yeah, because Gargo. Yeah, that's right. Gargo was already with us. Duh. So, yeah, I was like, we already have, like, five guys. Do we really need, like, six? And he was like, well, that's kind of what Sneaky wants to do. And I was just like, okay. And I just, I don't know, I mean, at first I just wasn't a fan of his, because you could tell he hadn't really worked in that type of atmosphere. But I got to know him, and you know, it was funny because obviously we kept up a rivalry thing Sneaky wanted to, like, he was like, this is good, we should act like you guys really hate each other. And at that point we'd already been kind of cool, so I was like, okay, like, I don't know why we're doing drama. And see, again, that's why I think all of us, like, you know, Gargo and Sneaky included, we're all kind of wrestling fans. I think obviously, you know, me and Creepy are the biggest ones, but we're all kind of a little bit, because it's like we all kind of have that mentality of, like, we got to keep something going, we got to keep this angle going. And it's like, okay, I guess, like, so so most of what, like, we've done on, like, the site or anything, where it's sort of like, you know, me and Crimo, like, don't like each other, that's not really, that wasn't 100% accurate. I mean, he and I got pretty cool pretty quick. And as a matter of fact, I want to say probably, you know, if I'm being totally honest, probably him and Creepy are my best friends in this group. I mean, Creepy's probably my best friend in general. Like, he's just, you know, he's a great guy, and I mean, I kind of consider him like another brother. And but yeah, I mean, Crimo's definitely a guy I really like too. So I mean, so again, I mean, I just probably need to give this these two new guys a chance, but you know, I'm very hesitant. You have to prove to me. You have to really work to prove that like you could hang. And I know like that's really egotistical and shitty, and it's like it's, you know, especially because like it's like, dude, this is, you guys just scare at Halloween time. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, what does it matter? Quit acting like this is some huge thing. And you're right, but it's just, that's kind of just how I'm built. It's like, it just takes a little bit for me to really be like, and I've been like that at jobs. You know, I've worked at jobs where, you know, I'd be temping somewhere and a new temp would come in and I would just kind of look like, you're going to have to prove that you should be here because I've been here and I should be hired. And the fact that now you're here and you're sharing sort of the temp spot with me, it's sort of like, gotta see if you can hang. And, you know, so I'm kind of the same way with this. It's just how I am in life. But, you know, I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see how they fare. Anyway, that's pretty much that's pretty much where I came from. That's kind of how I got my start with Bad Clown, and you know, I don't plan on ever leaving them. They're a great group of people. I've said this a million times. I kind of always feel like Sneaky is sort of like another father figure for me. Like he's just, you know, he's really, he always listens and he's just cool. And Gargo, I feel like Gargo's like the silly uncle that tries to always make you laugh, and you know, because Gargo's, you know, he's older than me, and but I always feel like he's just that guy who tries to make you always laugh and, you know, does all the cool things that parents can't always do or something. Like I feel like he's that guy. Creepy, you know, like I said, I really kind of consider him like another brother. I don't know what Scary Clown would be. I honestly don't think I've seen him in maybe a year or a year and a half. It's been a while since I've seen him, so I don't really know. Crimo is just, you know, a good friend, and you know, that's kind of it. And I don't know. I mean, if you're listening to this, I mean, I just want to say thanks, because I mean, obviously, you guys are the reason we get to do what we like to do, and it's a fun thing to do. And you know, if anybody from Spooky House is listening to this, I love you guys. I mean, you guys were my family too. I really felt like Spooky House was a second home, and it was really, really nice to be able to work there for so many years. And, you know, I guess I'm really, really happy with how things have turned out, as far as this goes. And, you know, I don't know. It's getting all sappy now. What the hell just happened? Anywho, I better wrap this up. Shit, I don't even know. If you're still listening after all this, thanks. Because I feel like I've just been ranting. But I don't know. I mean, some of you might enjoy this. And like I said, I'm going to try and get some guests on here soon. So that way it's not just me ranting and raving about all this stuff. So that's basically it. This has been Lanky's Corner. And I hope you've enjoyed. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a new podcast out here soon. And there you have it. Well, I'll try and get someone on here. Maybe I can get Sneaky on here. That would be cool. We could talk to Sneaky the Clown, the founder of Bad Clown himself. So hopefully next time I'm on here, next time I'm doing one of these, I'll be with Sneaky. So we'll see. Anyway, thanks for listening, and hope you have a good Friday, and see you next time.
Lanky's Corner.